USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
North Korea reportedly launched multiple unidentified short-range projectiles on Saturday. Word of the firings was reported by a South Korean news agency, which cited South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff. A commercial plane went into the St. John's River on Friday night. Jacksonville Mayor Lenny Curry says all lives have been accounted for. It happened around 9:40 Eastern time. While trying to stop, the plane skidded off the airport runway and ended up in the shallow part of the river. President Donald Trump says he and Russian President Vladimir Putin Friday discussed the possibility of a new deal limiting nuclear arms that could eventually include China in what would be a major accord between the globe's top three atomic powers.
We're talking about a nuclear agreement where we make less and they make less, and maybe even where we get rid of some of the tremendous firepower that we have right now.
Trump says they also discussed efforts to persuade North Korea to give up nuclear weapons. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy in my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
The U.S. economy was churning out jobs last month. Here's USA's Chris Barnes in Washington.
The Labor Department says around 263,000 new jobs were added in April. That was well more than the analysts' estimates of 185 to 190,000. Meanwhile, the unemployment rate fell to 3.6%, and that's the lowest level since December of 1969. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Senate Judiciary Chairman Lindsey Graham, a senator from South Carolina, has sent a letter to Special Counsel Robert Mueller, inviting him to testify on whether Attorney General William Barr misrepresented his views. Democratic Senator Ben Cardin says Mueller's input is essential.
The Barr testimony was just such a defense for the president and so misrepresented the direction of the Mueller report. I think it's critically important that Mr. Mueller be given an opportunity to testify in open session.
This is USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, use my promo code USA.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says U.S. military involvement in the uprising in Venezuela remains an option.
All options continue to be on the table. We're looking at a number of different fronts. I don't have any new announcements or change in direction. We continue to stand with the people of Venezuela, and the president is continuing to push for aid to be delivered to those people.
Following a phone call Friday, President Trump said that Russian President Vladimir Putin wants to see something positive happen for Venezuela, but that Putin is not looking to get involved in the ongoing crisis. White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow says the Trump administration will work on stronger enforcement mechanisms for its replacement NAFTA trade deal in response to requests from House Democrats.
I know Ms. Pelosi very well. She was a guest on my show a number of times years back. So I said, what do we need to do this? And she said, stronger enforcement. And we will work on stronger enforcement. That's where we're going to go.
Steve Moore, whom President Trump had tapped for the Federal Reserve Board, withdrew from consideration after losing Republican support in the Senate. Moore tells WMAL Radio in Washington he blames a smear campaign from the left for the demise of his nomination.
He said some stupid things, 15 or 20 years ago, and that was really used to build a case against me. And Donald Trump is an amazing guy. I mean, he loves to fight, and he did not want me to step down. He said, keep fighting.
Moore faced stiff opposition from Republicans in the Senate, largely over concerns about his past conduct with women. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.